Today I'm going to talk about the Periscope project, which optimizes MapReduce-like distributed parallel pipeline jobs. And this is a collaboration job with my colleagues in the same group and also the colleagues from Microsoft Bing. Okay, so here's a typical setting about MapReduce-like distributed parallel pipeline jobs. It could contain a set of computation phases. In each phase, we have a set of machines running concurrently. And when one computation phase completes, the system will move the output of the phase to another set of machines through a stage called data shuffling. And this data shuffling will incur a lot of network I/O and sometimes be the dominant cost in these jobs. So it is crucial to optimize this network I/O away. So we have manually investigated a lot of this kind of jobs, and specifically we look into the procedure code for each computation phase that define the computation, and we find a lot of opportunities there. For example, here we have a filtering statement, and which says that basically the records or the rows satisfying this condition will be optimized, will be slow away, and only the other records will be processed in this computation phase. So what we could do is to move this filtering statement to the previous computation phase so that less records or rows will be transmitted during data shuffling to reduce network I/O. Another opportunity like this one, here the domain column, which is extracted from another URL column, be passed to the second computation phase. And this statement or this extraction can be moved to the second phase so that the domain column will not need to be passed down to reduce network I/O. And as a third case, here we have a column named the query that is passed down to purely compute a Boolean value called P. And we can actually move this computation to the previous stage since the size of a Boolean is always smaller than the size of a string. We can certainly save a lot of network I/O in this case. Okay, so, well, these opportunities all seems quite obvious. To realize these opportunities is actually difficult due to the current practice in these data parallel computation systems. Like we have seen in Scope, in DriveLink, in PigLighting, in Hive, all these systems have some kind of SQL-like code to describe the high-level pipeline structure. And then this code will reference some computation routines that specify the computation for each computation phase. And there will be a query optimizer that optimizes this pipeline structure. And since it has no knowledge about this procedure code, it can only consider this procedure code or procedure functions as a black box, which blocks its optimization flow. On the other side, the compilers can only optimize each procedure routines individually because they do not aware of each other. So there will be multiple compiler instances, as you have seen in the slides. Okay, so one possible solution to fix this problem is we can actually extract some information from the procedure code and convert them into some SQL-like relational operators and plug it into the query optimizer so that the query optimizer can optimize them together to achieve better performance. Like in this case, for this if statement, we can convert it into a where clause so that the query optimizer can be applied. The problem with this approach is that the expressiveness of this procedure code is actually far more beyond the expressiveness of this relational code, this SQL-like code, so that this kind of optimization can never be very deep. It is quite limited, actually. So we actually, in this case, we try to have a new perspective, like in this case, we reverse the direction of this camera. And instead of extracting the information from the procedure code to the SQL code, we project the information from the SQLite code or the information about the pipeline structure to the procedure code, so that we can connect all this procedure code together and apply a whole program optimization using a single compiler instance. This enables us to do much deeper optimizations, as we have seen all the opportunities mentioned before. And this is our Periscope project. Okay, so to be more specifically, the idea contains several optimization steps. In the first step, we try to construct an inter-procedure flow graph by projecting the information of the pipeline to the procedure code. This inter-procedural flow graph will across this shuffling stage. So in the first step, we actually skip some code, like the code for data shuffling. So in order to achieve safe code transformation optimization later, we have to add some safety constraints for safely skip this shuffling code. And finally, we can transform code to reduce shuffling I/O. We do some I/O-driven optimization in this case. With this consistent optimization framework, Periscope actually introduced three optimizations. The first is try to reduce the number of columns that is passed down during data shuffling, which causes column reduction. It starts by identifying for each computation phase what output columns are actually not used by later computations. And then, starting from this point, the system will recursively apply data code elimination on top of this interprocedural flow graph and delete all the unnecessary computations and the input-output columns. And this will result much simpler code and reduce a lot of network I/O. And the second optimization, instead of reduce the number of columns, we try to reduce the number of rows. So in this case, we have two filtering conditions in the second phase, X and Y, which both exclude some rows away. So the optimization can actually move some of filtering conditions to the first stage so as to early exclude these unwanted rows to reduce network I/O. But the challenge here is that it is not always safe. For example, we cannot move Y in this case to the previous stage. This is because there's some statement like count plus plus here that is on the control flow to this Y statement. And if we move this Y filtering statement to the first computation phase, then the loads that pass down from the first statement, first computation phase to the second phase will be much smaller. That means that the value of this count will be different, which breaks the correctness. So to solve this problem, we actually add a safety rules here, or a dependency edge, as you can see here, directly connected to count plus plus to prevent this kind of code transformation. Details about safety rules can be found in our paper. Okay, so we already reduced the number of columns. We already reduced the number of rows. The third optimization that is introduced by Periscope is try to reduce the size of each row. Intuitively, the idea is that we try to do a program partition according to this whole program that is across the network. We do a new program partition so as to minimize this network I/O. And we first add some virtual node, like input and output node, to represent the input and output of this whole program. Then we label each dependency edge the name of the variable, dependent variable, the type of the variable, and the size of the variable. So each edge actually represents that a destination node will use the value of a variable that is defined by its source node. And with this labeled information, the problem becomes a grass cut problem, and which is actually quite similar to the minimum cut problem, but with some specific challenges. So we actually deal with a different algorithm compared to the minimum standard minimum cut algorithm, and details can be found in our paper. The challenge here is similar to early filtering. Some statements actually are not safe to be arbitrarily moved to the first phase, like in here I sum plus I sum I sum equals to I sum plus IMPR impression. And if we move this statement to the first phase, then since the I sum actually relies on the value and the number of the previous loss, and the loss that is processed on the first phase and the second phase will be different, so that the value of the I sum will be different. That will violate the collectiveness guarantee. So actually, we add a safety rules, and which turns out to be an edge, which labeled with infinite weight from this I sum statement to the output node, so that this I sum statement will never be moved to the previous phase. Okay, so finally we have selected a new catch, and based on this program catch, we reschedule the code and move, in this case, the statement in red is moved from the second phase to the first phase. Actually, the reverse may also happen. Some statement in the first phase will be moved to the second phase if an appropriate cut is selected. Okay, so here's some coverage study data about these three optimizations. As you can see here, we selected 28,000 of job traces collected from several scope clusters in 2010 and 11. Scope is a product distributed data parallel computation system inside Microsoft. The current dimension actually covers the most job, that is 14% of the jobs has current dimension opportunities, and overall there are more than one-fifth of the jobs could be optimized using Periscope techniques. We also selected 8 jobs to see how effective our optimization is, and the top graph is the I/O reduction, and the bottom one is the latency reduction. As you can see in the figure, the I/O reduction is nice, and the latency reduction is generally smaller than the I/O reduction, partially because the jobs have other costs other than data shuffling, like computation, like read the input and write the output. And also because the clusters we used for evaluation is actually a shared infrastructure, and there are other running instances on the clusters, and they may interfere with each other. But the I/O reduction is actually quite precise. To further study the patterns and the interesting stuff inside each optimization, we look into the details of each optimization. For column reduction, actually in case 4, we can find that 18 columns in 22 are actually eliminated, and similar happened to the case 7. We further study this user-defined function or the computation routine, how they are used in these jobs, and we find that this kind of significant reduction is because of the widely reuse of this kind of UDFs. And our study reveals that more than 4/5 of the functions eligible for current reduction actually reused more than 13 times in these jobs eligible for current reduction. And for early filtering, the effectiveness of early filtering actually differs a lot. And we find there are typically 2 types of early filtering that our optimize identifies. One is to exclude some loss with invalid format, like the time must not be 0, must not be min or max. And this typically leads to no I/O reduction at all, because they are real case, like the last case in this figure. And the other category is try to really exclude some loads with certain unwanted values, and this will usually lead to significant I/O reduction. Like the first case, they're actually 99% of I/O reduction, which means most of the loads are just slow away. They are not interested by the current job. Okay, and for SmartCat, we manually checked more than 100 of these jobs that are eligible for SmartCat, and we find two patterns there. One is there are a lot of unary operations like convert a string to some integer types or do some trim, substring, or contents operations to this string. And the results are typically smaller than a string in terms of byte size. And also, there are a set of binary operations like we do, like in the case 5, we have two columns, which stands for the start and the end timestamps for our event. And the case 5 try to pass this string-typed data time to the integer-typed data time first, and then calculate a delta to calculate the elapsed time of this event. And this is clearly a very nice candidate for SmartCat. Okay, so these are the common patterns for this SmartCat. And also, we studied the applicability to various state parallel computation systems, despite that our system is built on top of specifically for scope. But we find it generally applicable for other systems like Dreadlink, like Pig, and Hive. And the impact factors to the coverage of the effectiveness actually varies, mostly related to the data model and the API interface design in these languages. They are slightly different, and they have some impact to like how easy we can do the analysis and how much opportunity we can find in this language for optimization. Details can be found in our paper. And since this programming model actually matters a lot for this optimization, so we try to do some we try to actually extract the common computation patterns in these computation routines, and we try to redesign the programming interface to achieve better trade-off between how easy it is for your programming and how easy it is for the underlying system to do automatic optimization. Like we try to introduce some interfaces that are higher than MapReduce that will benefit the automatic optimization a lot. And also, this kind of work, like apply this compiler techniques to do automatic performance, is not limited to the distributed data parallel computation. If we look at the high-level architecture of a large-scale internet service system, we see a lot of opportunities that similarly happened to the front-end user-facing framework, like those web service frameworks. Maybe we can do some automatic caching and prefetching if we have a very nice programming model there and we can extract the information. Okay, so to conclude, pipeline-aware holistic code optimization seems to be promising, and we do this by three steps. And this is actually improves performance without sacrifice the programmability of these systems. And with this work, we also advocated that we should consider more about how easy it is for optimization when we're designing the programming frameworks, despite besides we're considering about how to scale, how to fail over, etc. We also need to think about how it is better for automatic optimization. Yeah, that's all. Thank you.
Alright, Chifua Ke from Microsoft. So you have this compiler technical optimizations, and also Scope has this query plan optimization. Mm-hmm. So how does these two interact?
Okay, so currently our implementation actually does not care about the query optimization part. The query optimization remains the same. And then we take the output of the query optimization as the input of our compiler optimization, and we do a further round of optimization to achieve better optimization plan. And ideally, maybe we can combine. This is actually suboptimal because we do these two things separately. Ideally, maybe in the future, we can combine these two together and achieve better the optimal solution. Yeah. Thank you.
Is this on? Okay. I had a question for you, which is a lot of the optimizations that you're doing are based upon a static analysis. And
yes.
How much could you do better if you combine this with some amount of profiling? And where would that help?
Yes. Actually, for smart catch, one challenge is that the size of each variable is not always known at a static analysis time, like a string variable. We don't know what is the size of a string. And the size of a string may vary for different rows. So profiling will definitely help. In this case, we have an average length of this string, and then we can do a better smart catch. Currently, we do some very conservative approximation when we face these kind of scenarios. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.